I'm going to make a short sermon of this. You know, just to say, notice again the freedom of both these sons to either choose to enter into the Father's house and be with the Father or not. The Father does not coerce. He pleads. He calls. We know about the first son a lot. We often think, God, this is the story of the prodigal son. But really, this is a parable about a man who had two sons. And he loved them both. And both of them, to some degree, refused to accept the father as he was. The first son said to his father, drop dead. You're not dying fast enough. I want my inheritance now. I'm not interested in being in your presence. I want to be out in the world. I want to do my own thing. I want to call the shots. I don't want to be under your authority. I don't want to be told what to do. I will decide what I want to do, and I will decide whether it's right and wrong. So drop dead. Give me the inheritance now. And he left his father's presence. But the father never stopped looking for him. The son finally came to his senses. And the only thing that I regret about this parable is that nowhere in the parable is it said that someone came up to him and said, come and go with me to your father's house. And I'm afraid there's people out there today who have said, my life is better if I live apart from God. Don't want to praise Him. Don't want to receive Holy Communion. Don't want to pray. Not interested in reading Scripture. Not interested in basing my life on His commandments. I want to do my own thing. And yet they're lost and they're beginning to look up to what is not good. This son sinks so low that he's looking up to pigs. He admires the food of pigs. And I'm afraid that there are some people today who are admiring what is not good. And I wonder if someone from us can go to them and say, come and go with me to your father's house. Because serving the devil is not easy. Trying to live in a world that's passing away is not easy. So that's the only thing I regret about this parable, that no one went to that son and said, come home. Let's not let that be the case in our towns and villages and our family. Amen? And he returns, and while he was still a long way off, his father ran up and said, I'm so glad you're home. I think some people don't return to God because they figure, well, God will be angry. God is not angry. God is looking, waiting to have a feast if we return. If some people that we know and love can return to Him, feasting in heaven. Jesus says there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who had no need of repentance. I don't know who those 99 are. I just know that there's a lot of celebrating in heaven when someone finds their way back to God's house. And we celebrate that liturgically when someone walks the opening of the doors, and we celebrate and we acknowledge, we thank God, and we sing Amen. Now there's a second son. And he too is far from the Father. In a way, he's what we might call religiously observant, but he doesn't really know the Father. He's the type who goes to church, pays his tithes. Look, he says, I've never disobeyed one of your commandments, one of your orders, he says to the Father with anger. His Father loves him. You never did anything for me. What? Everything I have is yours. I don't want to go into that feast. You see, what's he saying? He's saying, I deserve a slaughtered calf so I can celebrate with my friends. But brothers and sisters, the goal in life is not to celebrate with our friends. It's to celebrate with the Father. Do you understand that? To be with God forever is the heart of heaven. And yes, to be there with our friends and all that, that's nice. But that's secondary. The real goal in life is not to do what I want, but to be with God forever, which is hopefully what I do want. I don't want to come into the feast. Mercy, forgiveness, all that stuff you're celebrating in there. You should lower the boom on him. I don't want to be with a father who has that kind of mercy on a son who doesn't deserve that mercy. Before you ask God to bring wrath down on the disobedient, be careful. Look out. None of us will escape. I don't want to go into that feast. And his father pleads with him. Can you imagine God pleading? Lowering himself? No father in the ancient world would ever come out and lower himself to plead with his son. That would never happen in the ancient world. Jesus is telling something that just shocked his listeners, that a father would come out and plead with his son to do anything. Father never pleaded with his son. He said, you will do this or you will be cut off. But this father pleads. Because the God that we serve, our father, will never, never destroy our freedom. He calls, he invites, he pleads, he says, please come, please come. Don't delay. And the story ends, church. Because you and I have to finish this story. I think most of us are probably in the category of the second son. In many ways, we've been observant, religiously observant. You're in God's house on Sunday. You're trying to do your best. I know some of us may have some past that are more like the first son. But hopefully, we're a little more observant. But the question is, how will you finish this story? How will I? Will you be the son that says, all right, I do want to go and celebrate with my father? Or will we stay far away? How about some of our loved ones? Will they find their way into the feast? Because we have to choose to come in. And that's the heart of this message. And that's why it's so urgent for us to go out and say, come and go with me to my father's house. Let's celebrate with a father who loves us, who doesn't hold grudges, who wants us to be able to come into his presence. But we have to repent. We have to let go of our clinging to this world. We have to let go of it and let go of those things and go into the feast with him on his terms. Are you willing to do that with me? Am I willing to do that? A man had two sons. Whatever son you are, will you find your way into the feast? That is the drama of every human life. The incredible drama. Will you be in the feast with the Father? Or will you stand outside and say, I don't want any part of that? Amen.
Amen. Amen.